You know how amazing it feels to say, I'm actually not going to come and I don't have other plans but sitting on my couch and to not fucking care? Great feeling. Great feeling. Because 20-year-old me was like in these streets, ragged. I have to meet at everything. I could miss an opportunity. No. No. Welcome to Seriously Selfish. I'm your host, Amanda Taligan. Welcome back to Seriously Selfish. Today we're going to talk about 20s versus 30s. I was recently with a group of people where there were a lot of people in their 20s, and I found it to be such an interesting experience. I think it's because it was the first time where I actually could feel the difference between people in their 20s and people in their 30s, and not in like a weird way where it's like I know everything and you don't, more so in the way of some of the topics and the way that some of the topics were being approached. I remember feeling that way about things and how like I don't relate to that anymore. And it's always been hard for me to really see the difference because my sisters are younger than me. And so I've always kind of related to what they're going through, and I've never really felt like this big gap, and there's 6 years between all of us. So you would think that I would see it through them, and I guess I do sometimes with my youngest sister, but the approach that I take to her is like a big sister role. So it's never been super evident, but these conversations were so apparent to me that I really did care about so many different things in my 20s versus what I care about and how I approach life in my 30s. And I think that people say that a lot, but they never really give tangible examples. And so I've come to this conclusion that your 20s are really transformative, but also extremely performative. You are sifting through this really unhinged time where you're creating your career, you are figuring out who you are in the world, you're sold this idea that say yes to everything so you can have all the experiences, which lends itself to becoming kind of a people pleaser and saying yes to things that don't really align, but there really isn't an alternative, because only when you say yes to things and realize that you don't like it is when you can realize what you actually want in your life. But I think it can create for it to be super confusing because you are leading with yes. And I think in your 30s, you lead more with no in a super liberated way, because you're like, I've been there, done that for the most part with some things. And you're really solid in who you are in many ways while also still growing and changing at the same time, but it feels more directional. So we're going to get into it today, and I'm excited. We're going to do 20s first, and then we're going to do 30s. Like, if I would describe my 20s, I would say it's chaos, identity crisis, and complete ambition. But I feel like I was this baby who was just like now told they're a grown up and I'm let out free in the world. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like you're consuming so many things and you kind of have this freedom for the first time where you're making decisions. Like, you go through so much of your life, 0 to 18 pretty much, with a lot of structure that's set around you. And so school creates for us to know that there's something that we kind of have to do. It's not really our choice. And then when you turn 18 and you make these big life decisions, college, career, whatever it is you choose to do after, you now are free in the world for the first time ever with literally no structure whatsoever. And so I think that this doesn't go for everybody. I think some people have really good direction. They know what they want to do. They pick that career and they see it all the way through till the end of their life. And that's awesome. I just think that for most people, you're kind of like, who am I? What do I want to do? Where am I going? And then you just start trying things. So I think that's so chaotic because the world feels like there's so much at your fingertips, but you feel this immense pressure to pick. And people are always telling you when you're in your 20s, like, say yes to everything, try everything, do everything. Or this person's really successful, like, follow what they're doing. And so you're kind of taking this role of like a follower. And I think it's actually the perfect way to be, because you have to consume all of these lessons to be able to find what you're going to settle into. Sorry, my sister FaceTiming me. Classic in the middle of the day. So I think that the combination of chaos and ambition essentially leads to kind of an identity crisis, because you're consuming so much, and then you have this big ambition inside because this is the first time you get to prove yourself and try things out and do new things, and you're in charge of your life. And so with all of that, I think we become a little bit confused as to who we are, essentially. I experienced an identity crisis in my 20s. I didn't know I was when I was in my 20s, but now when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really did have this idea of like, this is my moment and this is the foundation of everything in my life, and every decision I make right now is going to create for my future. It's so do or die. And if I make a wrong decision, then my future is, there is no going back, which is actually so insane to think. And well, I'm here to tell you right now, that's not true. Like, you can reinvent yourself every year if you want to. It's the beauty of life. Something that I learned later, of course, but by saying yes all the time, you lose the idea of your compass and who you are. But I think it's like necessary, a necessary evil, because saying yes all the time leads you to that internal compass. And so it comes with time. And so I guess the point is that if you're in your 20s and you feel confused, I think that that's an extremely common place to be, because you won't feel confused forever. The saying yes and learning leads you to being able to know exactly what you want. I also think that in your 20s, you spend a lot of time performing. It's easy to get engulfed in the hustle culture and doing things for validation. Because we haven't proved ourselves yet, because we haven't gained any, like, enough ups and downs and enough life lessons in career, in family, and all of those kind of things, for the most part, it's hard to feel validated within our own decisions. And so as we're kind of performing, and it feels good to have people receive us in a good way, it's not super grounded. And being performative is a lot of time fueled by the idea of being behind, right? Like, I remember in my 20s being like, I'm so behind, I need to figure it out. I need to feel like I've got it all together. I need to get it together. There are people who are ahead of me. Like, I know where I want to be in the next 10 years. And so I need to hustle, hustle, hustle. And it's so, like, I don't know if I could even put this concept into words, but the more that you hustle for validation, the further away you get from actually getting to that point of peace and that point of groundedness that creates for you to be that super memorable, confident person that you want to be. And so I spent my 20s in the same way. Like, I remember when I turned 27 and I was like, I'm so old. Like, I had a full-blown panic attack and like breakdown, and I was like, I haven't done any of the things that I wanted to do. And I don't know why I had this idea, but like, it was like, I need to be in these places by 30. And I think that it like lived within me. And I think I could have actually probably been in a much different place at 27 if I would have listened to my own intuition versus this constant seeking for validation and the constant feeling of being behind. Because feeling like you're behind, never feeling good enough, all of those things are based in scarcity. And so when you live in scarcity, most likely the result is going to be, you're not going to find abundance. As unfortunate as it is, it's very necessary, because this is a very beautiful time where you will learn lessons that are going to create the foundation of what you want next. And I heard a quote recently that said, 29 is old and 30 is young. And I couldn't agree with anything more, because it's like when you get to the end of an era, it just feels like you're about to embark on something new. So there's a part of you that knows that a table is turning, and you feel like you're at the end of that experience, which can make you feel old. And 29 for me felt so much older than I feel right now at 34, because it was like, okay, now I'm like looking back on these last 10 years. What did I do? How far have I come? And what went on during that time? And just realizing that there were probably things that my ambitions were different, or the things that I would have loved to have said I did didn't happen, but so many other things did. I remember on my 30th birthday, I was so liberated. I felt free again. And I was like, this is the beginning of something new, because you can't go back. I mean, you can't. No one can. So, and we're lucky to go forward, not to be corny, but we are. And I just felt like it was an awakening in me. And only when I turned 30, and this is where like everyone's like, you'll see when you turn 30. What happened for me that you'll see was I sat there and recounted all of the things that happened in those last 10 years. And I feel like when you turn 20, you don't do that, because think about it, 10 to 20, what really happened? All the things you had to do. Do you know what I mean? 20 to 30 is a recounting of all the things you chose to do, the way you chose to live, the way you chose to go about your life, and mistakes that you made. You know what I mean? And those mistakes are such beautiful lessons, because you realize, I don't want to feel like that again. People like that don't serve me. I actually don't want that career. I actually did learn certain things in school. I have friends now for 20 years. Maybe you have friends still from grade school or high school or whatever, but like your friendships, you realize how many years you've started to know people on this earth. You start to view your parents in a different way because they're aging and you are too. And then you start to think about what you want your life to look like. And maybe you're starting to grow your family. Everything around you just starts to kind of like settle into, like the sand starts to settle through the sifter. Do you know what I mean? And it starts to get softer and easier to walk on, and it's not as hard and rigid anymore. And so 20s are a beautiful place to discover and examine what you want to do. But if I could tell anybody anything, and this is always what I told my sisters, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. Like all the things you feel right now and all the things that you're seeking, just know that they're going to be the lessons that teach you what you don't want later. And that is the only way to approach it. Whatever happens now can be changed, you know, for the most part. Not if you like murder somebody, but which leads me to 30s, which love her. I feel like 30s is where you establish boundaries. You've lived enough that you know what you do not fucking like. Like it becomes very definitive. I think late 20s too, you start to get there, but like you're still kind of like, oh, I don't like that. But you continuously find yourself in those kind of places where you're still experiencing it. In your 30s, you're like, I'm not going there. Like I'm getting off the ride. I feel like in my 30s, I got off the ride, specifically around 32. And I was like, time to grow up. Got off the rides, felt so much more grounded, peaceful, and had enough reference points of my own life experience to pull from when shit would go down. And that is the biggest gift of aging, is that you can encounter a situation that's stressful or sad or even super exciting or overwhelming in whatever capacity, and you have enough life experience to reference something that you have personally gone through to be able to guide you to get through it. That is everything. It changes everything about your disposition to life, the confidence you have within, because you're not now asking everybody what to do. You are actually pulling from the only experiences that could really mirror the way you should move, which are your own. But that comes with time. It comes with all the chaos and identity crisis of 20s to be able to lean into that in your 30s. And I think that that's also why for me, I was so happy to have a child in my 30s, because I really needed enough life experience to pull from to get me to the point that I got to, and then go through a whole nother identity crisis again, but know that I would get through it. There were times I wasn't sure, but the reality is that I was like, okay, I've been through enough hard things. I've learned my lessons. I've gotten to this place now, and now I'm gonna do this hard thing, because I think I knew it would be hard, but I didn't realize how hard it would be. And being able to have the experiences that I did created for me to know that I was capable of getting through something hard. Never experienced anything like that before. Having a child is its own new chapter, but I think it made it easier for me to get through easier to rationalize. I'll say that friendships evolve, friendships change, you evolve, your career path becomes so much more defined, your goals, what you want. So I think a lot of people I know start their side hustle in their 30s because they kind of have these hobbies that they're like, I want something more out of that. I also think that you stop investing in the potential of other people and start really investing in yourself. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I just think in your 20s, a lot of times you see the potential in people and the youthfulness that you feel. In your 20s, you feel like everybody has a lot of time. And I'm not saying in your 30s you don't, but I think you start to understand who people really are from the early interactions. And not that everybody can change. I think people can change when they're 60. Like, good for you. But you start to realize what you want to invest in. And sometimes taking people for who they are and seeing them like at that place that you're meeting them is the best gift you could give yourself. And then taking back your power and reinvesting in yourself also creates for a lot more peace in your life. And that's where your boundaries become so defined, because you've had enough experiences that you're like, this is what I stand for. That's what I don't stand for. And you don't have to be mad at people anymore. Like, I found myself so much less angry with people in my 30s versus my 20s, because I was like, oh, I see that you potentially could be somebody else one day, or that you want to do better, but I also see you for exactly who you are right now. And so I'm just going to leave that door open, but I'm also not going to be like hanging out with you. Do you know what I mean? It becomes easier to kind of move through life in a more fluid way, where you don't have to be like, I like this, I don't like that, or I can be friends with these people, I'm not friends with those people, in these big extreme blowouts. It becomes more just like, I'm here right now, and this is what I'm doing. And you're so much more confident and certain, and you don't really care about the validation from other people, because you're at a place where you've acquired enough experiences and real life milestones that you can validate yourself. So I think it's just like a beautiful place to be and a beautiful thing to look forward to. And one of the conversations that I was having when I was around this group of people, where it was like 20s and 30s mixed, and some people in their 40s too, is that I really noticed that the fears of the women in their 20s were so relatable to me, because I felt all of them, like my body changing, or, you know, pregnancy and like what that means, or my life changing, and all of these kind of concepts of how I don't want to lose all these things about myself, physical, mental, emotional. And as I was sitting there listening, completely understanding what they meant, and very much saying, like, validating their feelings, because they are very real, it dawned on me that you cannot explain to someone the feeling of, it's not, you won't care anymore. You won't give a shit. Of course you care about your physical appearance. Of course you care about your mental health. Of course you care about your relationships. Yes. But the way that you care about them is so different, because you can't tell someone what it's going to feel like for them to go through a change. And as your life progresses and evolves, you don't care about the same things, because you aren't the same person. But you can't look at somebody who is exactly this person right now and say, you won't care then because you won't be the same. Because their biggest fear is, I got here and I don't ever want to change. And I think that not wanting to change and loving your life the way that it is, especially in your later 20s, because you've worked so hard and you've gotten to a place that feels more settled, it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to feel that way. And when you choose to evolve your life, you get married, you have kids, you change career maybe, you will make that decision, and it's not going to be an easy decision, and it's not going to be an easy change. But as the dust settles with everything, that choice starts to become your new reality. And little by little, you realize you made the right choice. But you also realize that if you don't fucking like it, it's not forever. And so while we were having these conversations, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, wow, it felt so serious then. It really did. Like, you feel like this is the best you'll ever look, the best you'll ever feel, the best life could ever be. And I think that we have chapters. Like, I have certain ages where I'm like, oh my God, that was one of my favorite years of my life. And I have ones that I didn't like, 20s and 30s alike. But I also know that there's so much more to come, and that's actually the biggest like flex of it all, is that you get to keep going. Do you know what I mean? Because like I said, like, you can't go back. And if you tell someone in their 20s, you know, you can't ever go back, they will give you a look like they just saw a ghost, because that's like the worst thing you could ever say to somebody. Because for them, it's like, oh, it's all getting away. But for me now, when you tell me you can't go back, I'm like, thank God. Thank God. I love that it all happened. I have this little thing with Dimitri where I'm like, oh, let's go back to a memory. And I really do wish sometimes I could go back for like 10 minutes to certain memories, because I just loved it, or it was great, or I want to remember the specifics even more of it. But I don't want to go back and do the whole thing over again. Do you know what I mean? Which has led me to journaling so much more in my 30s. I like to write letters to my younger self often. It's something that I tell everybody, like if you're looking to really ground yourself or like remember who you are or find confidence in yourself, pick a year of your life, go through whatever photos you have from it or memories or talk to friends that you had at that time, gather enough information about what that year looked like, and then write a letter to yourself and like ask questions. And the more that you do that and the more that you connect with that version of yourself, the more you will realize like how far you've come, what you've experienced, and how much it's created for you to be the person that you are today. I find that when I do that, like go backwards and like think about that or do these like recaps, I sometimes remember I'm way more powerful than I'm giving myself credit for, or I already made this mistake before, or I already had a situation that like this, and I have every capability of getting through it. And the best part is some things that I tried then didn't work, and I can revamp it and do it better now. And it's so crazy, like to look at your life from that external lens and realize that, you know, that stupid thing that everybody says, it's not stupid, but you know, it's corny. It's like, I'm competing against me. Like, that's cool. I think though, why don't we change it and say like, I'm using me as the reference point for the future. Do you know what I mean? Because if you connect with yourself through all of these years and you continue to grow in that way and reference back, you will feel more confident because you did that. Do you know what I mean? And we forget over time in each situation that feels super stressful. We forget how far we've come and what it took to actually get there and the little details of it all. And that's why now I'm a crazy journaler and write everything down, because I don't want to forget, let alone like my kid. Like, I don't want to forget the silly little things that are going on right now, like that can bring me back to these moments, because I know one day I'm gonna miss it. And if you're in your 20s, start doing it now. Your future self will be so happy for that. I promise you. I'm going to say that your 20s is for learning and your 30s is for unlearning. I know that's crazy, but that's how I really feel about it. Your 20s, you learn, you experience, you try and prove yourself. Your 30s, you dig in, you unlearn, you realize what doesn't serve you, you find peace, confidence, and you use yourself as a reference for where you're going, and you take all of the ups and downs that you've had and you now put those into practice in your life as you're moving forward. Stronger boundaries, stronger peace, stronger confidence, and the validation from the outside becomes so much more unnecessary, and the validation from within becomes the real guide for your life. And I also think that it's too, like in your 30s, your life is like getting bigger, you know? So maybe you're married or you have a long-term partner. You get closer with certain people in your family. You've had friends for years. Like, you have real people around you who you really, if they're happy with you and their opinions of you, that's what really matters. And so I think that also creates for the confidence too. So don't be afraid to learn and experience in your 20s, but also just know that in your 30s, you will go through a huge awakening where you unlearn, and you all the things that you're searching for, you will start to find them. And it's very exciting. It's a beautiful thing to age. And I personally was petrified of aging. Like, 25-year-old me was like, I never want to get older. Like, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be stuck in my ways. I had all these like visions of like, I'm going to like that I would just be this like old hag. I feel like I look better now. I love my brain now for the most part. I do not want to go back to this confused nature that my life was. Like, I literally would be like, I love that. I love that. I love that. I love everything. I loved everything. Now I'm like, I don't really like that. That's not for me. Like, do you know how powerful? That's real confidence. No, thank you. I don't really love that. No, I'm good. I don't want to go. Do you know how amazing it feels to say, I'm actually not going to come and I don't have other plans but sitting on my couch and to not fucking care? Great feeling. Great feeling. Because 20-year-old me was like in these streets, ragged. I have to be at everything. I could miss an opportunity. No. No. I was such a little rat. Like, I honestly think about myself, I was such a little rat. We should put in some photos. She had a great time. 20-year-old me had a great time. My 20s me. She had a great time. She learned. She grew up towards the latter end of her 20s. She got married. She made decisions. She had no idea how strong, confident, and definitive she would become. I always thought I would just be, I don't care. Like, whatever. I'm good with anything. I'm not good with everything. I'm really not. And I love that I know that now. It's incredible. Two other things is that youth is not a metric. Okay. So like what age you are when you achieve certain milestones doesn't matter. It's the fact of like, if you want it, just do it. And it'll happen when it's meant to happen for you. As women, I think we put ourselves on this scale for obvious reasons, but we put ourselves on the scale of like, I have to do this by this certain age. Age is not a metric of success, okay? For you, it may be a different age. For me, it may be a different age. Like, people ask me this a lot. Like, do you ever feel triggered when you see like a mom of three, like who's still in their 20s? I'm like, no. Why? I think it comes from the idea that getting older, we lose our abilities in some way. I'm really okay with it. And I love that for her. If I had three kids by 26, we wouldn't be talking right now. We would not be having this conversation. I don't know where I would be, but I don't think it would be somewhere cozy and nice. I think it would be scary, a scary place, okay? And I'm also really glad that I didn't do that to my mom or my parents, because I would have been unhinged. It just wasn't for me. And I think that if you at all feel triggered of like, oh, I'm getting older and I need to do this, or these people are younger than me and they've already accomplished that, that's their journey. What are you going to do? You're going to sit around and be upset about it, or are you going to decide what you want and then go for it? Because that's the only option. Do you know what I mean? Life isn't passing you by if you are actively living it, and you are not actively living it when you are gauging your success by what age you are when you're doing certain things. Doesn't work like that. Let people have kids at 20. Good for them. If you want to have your kid at 35, 36, whatever you want, like, do what's authentic to you. It's the only way you're going to be happy. And your authenticity doesn't lie in comparison. It never will. And you will literally feel lost for the rest of your life. Follow your journey. And if you feel triggered and activated or jealous of somebody, it probably means that you're interested in something that they're doing. So go and do it. Don't be mad at them about it. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I also hate that. I guess the point is just allow yourself to age with awareness and confidence and just stay true to yourself. Do you know what I mean? Evolve and change, and don't hold yourself back by what everybody else is doing, what you think you should be doing at your age, or some weird comparison that the world has told you matters. And if being online is fucking with your mental health and making you feel any of those things, get off. Get off. I just talked about this recently, actually. I got offline for like a little while. I think it was like after I got married. And I was like, oh, I started feeling like all of these things, like, okay, now I'm married. Now I need to this. But I knew I wasn't ready to have a baby. And everybody was like buying a house, having a baby. It's like I got married at the same time as everyone. And this is actually really interesting. So when I got married, like this was very Instagram-ish. But when I got married, a lot of the people that I know were getting married too. And for some reason, it kind of validated something in me where I'm like, yeah, like I'm on track. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't realize it at the time. I was very happy to get married. I wouldn't have changed the time that I got married. It was perfect for us. But then people started buying a house and then they started having kids. And I was so not ready for that because we were still living in the city. We were moving, like things were so up and down, like it, with us and travel and stuff for our jobs. And I was so not ready to have a kid, but I started feeling this immense amount of pressure. And I was like, I'm so behind. Like, this is what people do. Like, this is the next step. And then like, if I do it on my timeline, that's like 4 years from now. And how old will I be? And is that weird? And then how old will I be when my kid is 20? And I started getting into this really crazy headspace, and I was modeling and like I loved work and I was in a really good place with work, and I just remember being like, I need to get offline, because when I was at work I was so happy. When I was on date night with my husband, I was so happy. When I was out with my friends, I was so happy. I was spending time with my family as like an adult, with my parents, enjoying. We were going on vacations together with my sisters, who now it felt like we were all grown up in a lot of ways. And I was so happy with my life, but I was so fixated on this. Every time I would open my phone, I was like, oh my God, everybody's taking a next step. I do think there are common timelines, you know, of people. Like a lot of people will do like a 2-year age gap with their kids, or they pretty much are building a house while they're getting married, or, you know, they have a kid probably a year after they get married, whatever. These like really random things that kind of seem like the structure timeline that a lot of people follow. It's a tendency. I remember talking to my mom And she was like, you seem so stressed out. Like, everything, you're newlywed. Like, what's going on? And I was like, everybody's like doing all of these things and like I don't want to do them, but I feel like if I don't do them, then it's not going to be the right timing for me. Like, I'm not in the right timing. She was like, but you just said you don't want to do them. Isn't that the right timing for you? And I'm like, yeah, but then I'm going to be so delayed. And she's like, you don't even know any of these people anymore. These are people you went to high school with or college with or whatever. You don't even, you're not even friends. You're not like experiencing their life. She's like, and also you've never done anything on the same timeline. And I was like, that's true. I haven't. She's like, and are you happy now? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, well, what if you would have done their timeline? What was their timeline? And it was, this isn't one person specifically. It was kind of just like a generic thing that I was seeing. And I explained everything that they had done. And I'm like, oh my God, that means I would actually though be here and not where I am. Like, I never would have met my husband ever. And I never would have had the career that I had, that I wanted since I was literally 6 years old. Like, I never would have done any of those things. And so she brought me this box. Note to the moms, keep everything from your kids for the most part. It actually does matter when they're adults. She brings me this box and she's like, I think you should go through this. That woman is so crazy. And so I open it up and inside were all of these letters I had written to myself. And they were like, this is where we're going to be at this point. It wasn't like dated or anything, but it was just kind of like, this is what we want. This is where we're going. This is how we're working towards it. So it was like cutouts of magazines and like modeling pictures. And it was like, we're going to, and it was like all this list of like things we're going to do in our career. Like, we're going to live in Europe. We're going to travel here, blah, blah, blah. I literally had on there, like, we're going to date a French guy. Like, it was crazy. And so I'm reading this and it was a very witchy experience. And I was like, I actually did so many of these things. Manifestation is fucking real. And I remember sitting in my room in my really small town, like writing all this stuff and like wanting all of these things. And then feeling so behind in my late 20s, being like, where are you going? What are you going to do? And it was just such a like earthquake kind of moment, because I was like, she would be so proud of me now. And she would be so disappointed in the idea that I'm looking around at all of these people being like, well, I guess it's the time to do this because they're all doing it, because I never lived my life that way. That moment was pivotal for me, I think, in building the now like the last 5 years of my life that I've lived, because I was like, that's where I want to live from. That place of always being on my timeline, what I want, where I'm going. And there was no outside noise for her. She was in her room dreaming, invested in things that interested her, and I needed to do that. And that's what I did. And so I shut down my social media. I deleted the app off my phone and pretty much just like keyed into my life. And that's why when I got pregnant with Jazz, I was just kind of coming out of like my social media hiatus. I started like posting pictures again and stuff, but I was really like not involved in social media. And the choice to get pregnant with him was very intuitive. It was like, if it happens, it happens. And then when it happened, I was like, I think I'm going to share this journey online. So like, it's always so interesting to me, my connection with social media now and like sharing so much on the internet. And still what I think guides me so much is that I don't consume a lot, because ever since I stopped consuming to now being involved in it in a, you know, it's a business for me, it's created for me to live my life way more authentically. So that was a really long way to tell you, do not fall for it, because it will not lead you to happiness. If I would have done all of those things and not read those letters in the box and continued feeling that pressure, I would have given into it. Dimitri and I would have had a kid. Like, it would have all happened. Probably be happy, but not as happy as I am now. And I fucking know that, because I'm really happy now. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Those people online who are telling you all those things, they don't know you. They're not talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Don't feel intimidated and pressured by them. Take inspiration from them where it serves you, and then move the fuck on. Okay, I have a challenge for everyone. Okay, so I want you to write a letter to your 20-year-old self. I want you to thank her, forgive her for whatever you need to, and then I want you to tell her what she taught you, okay? Go through there, take your time. Doesn't have to be like a crazy thing. But this is a really beautiful experience to have. And so I encourage you to try it. And then after that, I want you to write a letter to the person you're becoming. Okay. Like, where are you going? What do you want? What are things that are going on right now that you're so proud of? What are things that you want to change? What are you working on? What's the goal? Where are you going in your life? Do you know what I mean? I think that instead of rotting at night, this is a great thing to do. I'm telling you, I do it every couple months. I'll do it. Not necessarily the letter to my 20-year-old self, but just like this touchstone of like, where am I going? How do I feel? Documenting this time, journaling, of course. But these two letters, if you're not someone who journals and you feel disconnected from yourself, these two letters will be so grounding and so helpful. And I promise you, you will feel so confident after, because you're going to realize you've done a lot of stuff. You've done a lot of things. You want a lot of things, and it's going to excite you. And if you do, send us messages, like write us and let us know how it felt. And also in the comments, if you want to tell us something you learned in your 20s that helped you in your 30s, or something that you let go of in your 20s that helped you in your 30s, that would be amazing, because I think it's so inspiring to read that from other people. Anyway, that's all I got today. Love you guys, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. And don't forget to stay seriously selfish. Bye.